Can you say the letter C?
CNC Hunt Files. All right, run through these sponsors, the wheels to the wagon that make everything go around real quick, and then we're going to dive right into this one. Pretty excited about this week. Man, it's going to fall right into the timeline of what's going on in the hunting world as far as season's getting ready to open up. This is going to be kind of a different one topic-wise, nothing we've ever done before, but a really cool one. Got a really cool guest on, a good buddy of mine, so let's dive right into that. Grizzly Coolers, code WCB, save you some money. Tis the season, keep things cold. Gosh dang, I've got, I don't know how many different combinations I've got as far as hard, soft, etc. with Grizzly, but they've all got a place and time for specific use and whatnot here. Hopefully soon I'm going to be using the big ones for elk and mule deer in the back of the truck. So again, that's WCB. Logistics is, he's like the master of all trades. I feel like he's got a little piece of the puzzle of everything going on in the outdoor industry. So, Dustin, dude, stoked to have you on. I've got to be a guest on yours a time or two. Really enjoyed it. Love your podcast. Man, I'm pumped to have you here on the CC Hunt Files.
Hey, Clint. What's up, man? It's always good chopping it up with like-minded guys, no matter what the topic is. So good to be on, man.
Absolutely, my man. Oh, shit. Hold on a second here. It said I had a right error. Wonder what the hell that is. Ever had that happen?
A right error?
Yep, it says right error. WRITE. I got a Zoom. Oh. I got a Zoom PodTrack P4.
I don't ever do Zoom. I just have my Zoom. Not like the Zoom like.
No, Zoom, no,
like
just
Zoom, like the handy.
Yeah. Yep, just the pod. I mean it went away. So, that was weird. Yeah, numbers are still rolling. Everything's still. Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. I'll get that edited out of there. But yeah, that was different. I need to mark that time down right around 2:30. But all right, we'll dive right back into it. I'll get that marked down. Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. Sorry about that, Dustin. Dive right back into this technical difficulty every now and again in the podcast land. That happens from time to time. I'm sure you feel my pain on that every now and again.
If it's not one thing, it's another, man.
Gosh, you got it. Well, my man, you got a lot going on. So I want you just to tell everybody who you are. For those that don't know you, even those that do know you, they might not know what all you've got going on because you just started this backpack logistics, and I'm really excited to get to talk about that. But let's go through everything else that's kind of led you up to that, because you got a pretty interesting career in the outdoor space as far as what you've done, what you've, you know, kind of been involved with in different companies and different things. So take the mic and run with it, my man.
Yeah, thanks, man. You know, first of all, I'm just a guy. Like, I don't even see myself as an entrepreneur because I've never built a business that I've sustained myself on or anything like that. But
right,
you know, just grew up doing this. Right, I've been backpack hunting out west here. Grew up in Southern Nevada. Wasn't really. We didn't really backpack hunt growing up. It's kind of something that, you know, the cliche, like, got into following Cam Haines and the Eastman's guys and kind of, you know, backpack bivy hunting and all that.
Right.
Read Cam's book, you know, 20 years ago or whatever it was. It's like, man, that's for me. And, you know, that's morphed into, you know, fast forward 20 years and we ran an Instagram page for a long time that was just, you know, purely sharing our passions, had nothing to do with had nothing to do with a business or anything. That morphed into Pack Llama business that we still operate today. That has morphed into, you know, this backpack food business. even my day job now, I work at a, you know, a long range rifle company. So it's just kind of, you know, the MO that I realized, you know, the kind of the North Star for me is just, is it something that I'm going to be doing anyway, or
right,
is it
right.
something that would, you know, is it something that would have helped me along the way, or something that would make my life easier? Right. It's not,
absolutely.
I'm not trying to like, I really don't care about the money when I do these things or start businesses or whatever. A lot of it's just purely passionate, you know, and so that's kind of the, you know, the 30,000 foot view, I guess. It's always just been a point for me to just kind of stick with what I am doing anyway, and what I can, you know, just tie into something that I'm passionate about. So hopefully that gives us a starting point to go from.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the llamas, you know, as far now you give us a little rundown on that, because a lot of people are probably thinking, man, llama business, like, what the hell is he doing with llama? You know, but you're actually renting them out and letting guys backpack in with them and, you know, basically making life easier in the backcountry as far as hauling in, hauling out. The llamas are actually with you there on the hunts, you know, so give us just a quick breakdown, because I think the llama, I have not got to actually hunt or use them, been around them a lot, but I haven't actually used them on a backcountry bow hunt or anything, but I think that's really damn cool, and it's something I do want to do at some point, because I think it just adds to a different experience, and would be really cool to go on a mule deer or an elk hunt or do something like that and have the llamas be a part of it. But just give us a quick rundown on that, because I think that is something that a lot of guys think of, you know, oh man, horses and mules and ATV or side by side, but you know, a lot of people don't really think about llamas, especially if you're coming from, say, like the east and you're going to go hunt the west. A lot of guys don't even factor in the, oh man, I could rent llamas, you know. It's just not something that you even really think about.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, I would say that was more like 5 or 10 years ago. Nowadays, llamas are kind of becoming like,
yes,
insta-famous,
yep,
a little bit, right?
Yep.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, they've been on Randy Newberg and Bo Beatty and First Light, and everybody's got a, you know, a pack llama.
Yep.
To be honest, if I was to sum up llamas, like, it's not, I really don't, llamas are not fun to be around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they remind you of an ornery cat.
Mm-hmm.
Really, like they're really not friendly. Everyone wants to go up and pet a llama and
right.
like love on a llama, right? They just, you know, you see the Instagram reels, and those are usually alpacas, first
right.
of all. But everyone just wants to like have a llama as a pet and cuddle up with it, and they don't like being touched. They don't like being pet. They don't even like being caught. There's very few of them that are friendly to be around,
mm-hmm.
and so. You know, for us, llamas are a tool, right?
Right.
And they're especially enticing to guys who are in that, you know, DIY range that also, you know, need to pack a bunch of stuff, but they really just don't want to worry about, you know, a horse, for example.
Right.
Right? Horses are nice because you saddle them up and you ride them in there,
mm-hmm.
and they can save you a lot of work, and they can obviously pack a lot more weight than a llama. But llamas are nice because they're super low maintenance, and so, you know, we got into them years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago or whatever it's been. We saw these guys. Well, okay, so. The way that we got into llamas is we actually were thinking about pack goats, and we had seen a few guys running pack goats,
mm-hmm.
and thought, man, that looks cool, right? Because we had grown up around horses, but when I say we, I mean me and my brother Jason. We had grown up around horses most of our life, packing in with horses, and it was always, you know, I have a buddy I used to work with at another job, and he used to call horses, I'll paraphrase it. He called them gosh dang it's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the first time I heard it, I'm like, wait, what did you just say? Like, oh, I was riding my gosh dang it. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? What does that mean? He's
right.
like, well, That's what I call them, because every time you're on them, you're just going, gosh, dang it, you know?
I mean, that's pretty true.
Yeah, horses, they have their own, you know, and if, even if everything goes perfectly on a horse ride in, now you listen to these guys that back, you know, hit the backcountry with horses, guess what? You've got to either have someone just dedicated to wrangling horses all day so that they can, you know, free feed or get them to water every
right.
single day.
Right.
You know, or you're doing it, right?
Yep.
And that was a big turnoff for us, is having to, you know, 2 to 4 hours a day, even in the middle of the day, when you weren't sometimes doing a lot, sometimes you were, right?
Let's say
you know, you're bow hunting and you glass up a buck at, you know, and he finally beds down at 10 in the morning and you obviously haven't fed horses all day. You take off on a stalk and you get back at, you know, 6 or 7 o'clock at night, and there's 2 more hours of prime time before it gets dark or whatever. Well, guess what? Like, you're either up letting horses graze all night till 4 in the morning,
right?
Or your evening hunt's screwed and you're going back to deal with horses, and that day's a wash, right?
So, yeah.
Anyway, we started with pack goats, and it didn't take long to realize we didn't even actually get a set of pack goats, or and doing some research, and there's some things about goats that we didn't like right off. When they use pack goats, they're bottle fed, right? That's why pack
right.
goats follow guys around, is because they're bottle fed off their mom. And so you either have to bottle feed them yourself for, you know, I can't remember what it is, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks probably.
Yeah.
Or you have to buy them from someone who does it, which is not a big deal. But picture an animal that is tied to you at the hip. And then, right, and then put your, and that's why it works, because they're tied to you at the hip and you don't have a halter on them. Well, then put yourself, you know, 10 miles deep on a backcountry hunt, and you're going to leave camp to go on a stalk.
Right.
Well, you know, you're either staking them down and they start, you know, bellowing or whatever, or they're coming with you. And a lot
yeah.
of guys were taking them with them, and they were having a lot of success. I just didn't like the idea of stalking a mule deer and having 8 pack goats behind me, you know?
No, absolutely.
Right. So, anyway, that morphed into, like, hey, what's halfway between a llama or a pack goat and a horse? It was llamas. You can't ride them, but they could pack a lot more weight. They're part of the camel family.
Yeah.
So they can go 2-3 days without water.
Which is cool. Very cool.
That right there on a backcountry hunt is, you know, I mean, that's a game changer. You could stake them out. You know, if you had the area, you know, 20, 30, 40 feet of grass, you can stake them and leave them. And they are super cognizant of getting tied up in ropes, and they rarely ever get tied up in ropes. So.
Yeah,
you could leave them in a big grassy area. They've grazed all day. You don't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we kind of fell in love with that. We got our first packers, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. At first, we were renting them out, and that's kind of what sustained the business for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then we reinvested every penny of that into, along with, you know, more dollars, into more and better free else. And so,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, at this point, we actually do a lot less of the pack rentals, and we're almost 100% breeding and churning out, you know, trained or, you know, bait, you know, year old Kriyas is what they're called. Year old, you know, 2-year-old, 3-year-old llamas that are ready to be packed with. But, you know, on par with the whole podcast, right? That was purely selfish and just something that we were going to do anyway, and had, you know, the resources with the properties
right.
and a little bit of pastures and stuff that we're like, hey, you know, why not turn this into a little side business
yeah.
and, you know, offer it to people to help them with their hunts when we're not using them or whatever. And that's kind of, you know, it's kind of the same theme with this backcountry deal.
No, that's awesome, my man. I think that's really cool. I think that's just a cool little side gig you had, and I think it's just neat to hear how it all kind of got started and how you've kind of morphed it into what it is. And then, so here we are now. present day, Backpack Logistics. Now, I'm really, really excited about this because this is something that I wish you would have done this about 12, 13 years ago. It would have made my life coming from Ohio out west a ton easier because a huge deal is food. What do you bring? What do you need? How do you plan it? How do you pack it? How much? All this stuff that I'm trying to dive into blogs and articles and videos, and I'm searching and I'm trying to find all this information and you know, what the hell do I take? What do I not? And it's like, you just got a website that you go through and it's like a menu. You just pick stuff. So I want you to give me the rundown on that. How did it get started? And actually, what is it? What are you doing? Just kind of like the 1-2-3 on Backpack Logistics, because this is really cool, especially for guys that don't have a lot of experience or they've never done these hunts and they really truly don't know the foundation for what do I need, what fuels do I need, what do I actually have to take and put in my body to be able to go do a 5-day, 7-day, 10-day, whatever it is, backpack hunt or truck or even a truck hunt, you know, any type of hunt out there. When you're in the mountains, it's rough. I mean, it's a way different deal than me going and sitting in a tree stand here in Ohio. So just give us the rundown on kind of how it all got started and just kind of your foundation and what you know. And, you know, by no means are we expecting a dietitian's answer because, you know, obviously you and neither you nor I are a dietitian. But you got a pretty solid foundation on this stuff, and you've been doing it a long time, and you know what you're doing. So I'm really excited about this because this is definitely going to help curve that learning curve for a lot of guys and gals. And it's something that honestly, I'm a little salty. I didn't have it at my fingertips, like I said, about 12 years ago. So, but hey, here we are now. So I'm gonna let you take it away.
Yeah. You know, and again, this is identical mapping to the llama thing, right? When we bought our first couple llamas, we had no intention of renting them out.
Right.
We just ponied up the cash and we just got a couple packers. Yep. And then we thought, oh man, you know, hey, these things, you know, we use them a lot, but we only use them 2 or 3 months of the year. They're just right. Standing around or whatever. Let's rent them out.
Right.
The backpack food thing, it was literally one of the biggest headaches for me every single year. So, but before I go into that, I mean, there, you know, again, 15 or 20 years of this, right? There seems to be a progression with right. backpack hunters and their food, right?
Yep.
And at the beginning, it's like you said, it's almost like you not only don't know how to pack it and how much to take, but you don't even know what to take.
Right.
And it's just this like big, huge, confusing, like, well, do I just throw in 3 mountain houses for the day?
Yeah.
you know, do I take cold cereal that I normally eat the other 340 days of the year? Like,
right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many questions about what do you even take? That usually morphs into finding the right food, but then understanding how to pack it and yep. how much to pack is the next, you know, that's the next hurdle yeah. for guys. You know, prime example, we backpack hunted with a guy once in Nevada that was, I mean, stereotypical coming from back there in the Midwest where you're around where you're at. And he shows up with an entire glass jar. I'm not even talking a small glass jar. I think it was, you know, it wasn't like the Costco size, but right. it was like a full size glass jar of peanut butter that he packed into the backcountry. I mean, we weren't staying for 2 months. We were only going to be there for like, you know, 7 days.
Right.
And you know, and that's just a perfect, it seems crazy, right? Like, everyone knows that you need to take peanut butter. He had gone through that first step and was like, oh yeah, peanut butter, right? Like, that's a good, you know, healthy fat type deal. But he just had no idea where to find the right packaging and how to pack it, right? And so, you know, you can kind of see this progression with backpack hunters as they go through. And so fast forward to where I'm at, and I don't struggle with any of that. But what I do struggle with is the organization and the logistics and the timing of it, right?
Right.
It every single year, and it's usually around spring bear hunting, and if not, it's my summer scouting trips that are happening like right now. is I pop open this tote, right? It's this infamous tote that I have.
Yep.
And it's plumb full from the like a hunt that I did in October or right. something like that. And it is just, there is, for lack of a better word, there's freaking crap everywhere. Like, there's trail. I went and had to buy an economy trail mix, and it's spilled and it's all over. And there's individually packaged, you know, packs of jerky that are all, you know, leave
in the morning
at 4 o'clock. I leave from 4 o'clock from work tomorrow, and I'm heading straight to the trailhead. And so what was I ended up doing is every single, like the night before, I'm at Walmart at 1 a.m.
yep.
grabbing all this economy size crap. Well, then, you know, if you know what you're doing, again, back to the how to pack the right food, you know that you want to individually package each day's worth of food, right? And so then it was like, I looked like Hunter Biden with my, you know, my scale, and I've got all this, you know, I've got my jerkies out, and I'm trying to scale out and weigh, like, okay, how many ounces do I need to hit, you know, 150 calories? And so then I've got all my little plastic baggies, you know, and I'm like scooping out the trail mix, and I'm like, okay, I probably need a half pound of the, you know. And it was just this, like, you know, huge nightmare of a whirlwind that goes through your kitchen every night before you go on this backpack hunt. And if you're lucky, you got it all right.
Right.
And if you weren't, you forgot something, or you forgot to divvy it up, or even worse, is we would be on the way to the trailhead and be like, hey, I've still got to stop and get 4 more mountain houses and an economy size of trail mix, and
right.
then divvy it up on my tailgate out in the front parking lot. You know, and then get 3 of these bars that I'm missing or whatever, and then you forget, or you thought you had them in 1 gallon Ziploc bag and you don't, and you get up on the mountain because you're just scrambling now and you're trying to get up there, you know, opening day's tomorrow, and you want to get up there to glass that night, and so you just throw your crap in at the trailhead and you take off and you get in there 9 miles and you left the trail mix economy bag there and you forgot to get it up or whatever,
yep.
right? And so it just, like, I could just feel this stress ball coming every year with my food. And I thought, there's got to be a better way.
Right.
And that, like, that's literally when it just hit me. I'm like, man, like, you know, I'm a fat kid at heart. I'm fat right now. And I had been through these, like, my wife and I finally, you know, we make enough money now that it was just like, listen, Jen, my wife's name's Jen. I said, I'm just going to pay one of these companies that does these, like, meal prepping for you, right?
Right.
And you just get on and do like a weekly meal prep, and it costs you, you know, a little more than you would pay, obviously, two or three times more. But my gosh, like the convenience, and more importantly, just having it dialed in right. Like, okay, I can just order chicken and broccoli and rice, and order 7 of them or 14 of them or whatever, and they'll ship them, and then I have my week or 2 weeks worth of food.
Yep.
I'm like, why is there nothing like this for backpack hunting, right? There's,
right.
like, there has to be something out there. And I start researching, and I'm finding nothing. You know, there's plenty of companies that sell individual backpacking food, and there's plenty of companies that will sell you a mystery box of
right.
half the crap you don't even want or like,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But no one was, like, offering, like, hey, I just want to build the day's worth of food that I want and send it to me. I'm like, man. Like, this is crazy, you know, and I want this, and so someone else has got to want this. And
yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it was born. I don't know if you want to pause and kind of go into some of the principles of backpack food, and then, you know, later here we can go into, like, how the website actually works
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, no,
that's how it was born.
That would be great, Dustin, is just kind of go into the foundation of, like, okay, this is kind of what you need or what you're looking for, like, quote-unquote fuel in the backcountry. I think that'll be very helpful to a lot of people, because I think a lot of people, they don't know, okay, do I need a bunch of fats? Do I need a bunch of carbs? Do I need sugar? Do I need protein? You know, what where are you looking for? What do you need? Because some of the stuff I just named is good. Some of the stuff I just named realistically isn't doing anything for you. So it's like there's a fine line.
Yeah, and this is the disclaimer part where I tell you I'm not a dietitian. I'm not, like,
right.
this wasn't a business that I developed because I'm like, oh, I'm an expert on this and I can get rich or anything like that. I'm the guy who doesn't know anything and was like, hey, there's got to be a way to organize this for guys. And so However, I've had at least one episode now. I brought on an expert, right? And I really like the principles and some of the information that he had. And I'm going to do everything I can to keep working with Kyle at Valley to Peak Nutrition. Is his deal, and he's you know, to sum up his offerings or business offerings, is he kind of does like all the other times of the year and helps meal prep guys and prepare guys, like, you know, nutritionally for their backcountry hunts all the other times of the year. So
that's awesome.
We're, you know, we're really kind of a good you know, yin and yang, so to speak, because then, you know, we can step in and offer them the right type of stuff with all the hunts. But so, you know, guys like him will be a lot better at saying, hey, you know, you need this percentage of carbs and this percentage of fats or whatever. But what I can tell you for sure is every single person is different.
Absolutely.
So that's the first thing to understand. It's just like regular diets in real life, right?
Yep.
There is no cookie cutter. There's generalities and there's, you know, common things that most people are going to, you know, you can't just eat ice cream every meal and lose weight typically, right? That's just, you know, obvious.
Man, I wish that would be the diet I'd want to be on.
Yeah, well, I've been trying that for 36 years now and it doesn't work, I'm telling you.
Damn it.
So, you know, that's the first thing, and that's kind of tricky because, you know, cart before the horse or the chicken or the egg, right? It's like you kind of have to flirt with this kind of stuff to find out what's going to work for you. And so, you know, we're not, at least right now, and we may get to a point where we bring someone on like Kyle that can direct guys and say, hey, let's cut, you know, if I know a little bit more about you, then we can customize a meal plan specifically for you. But right now, you know, we're kind of just trying to be this really mini Amazon, so to speak, where we offer what you need and you come on and you put it in your cart and get it. And it's more precise. We're more deliberate than that with OEE. But that's the first thing to understand, is there's no right answer for anyone. Now, that being said, here's some general rules that we like to look out for when backpacking food in general, right? I believe that Kyle threw out a general percentage of like 50% carbs, 25% proteins, and 25% fats is a good place to start. Now, I may have to go listen to my own podcast because I might be getting that a little bit wrong, but I think that's what he said, right? Carbs in general are easy for the body to digest and uses fuel really fast, right? It's why if you ever ran an endurance race or seen someone on a long biking trip, or, you know, my wife runs these ultras, she doesn't take up jerky. She takes like literal sugar in a bag, you know, goo energy drink, energy thing, or, you know, equivalent type of a honey stinger that we offer on the website, right? She takes something that her body can turn into fuel extremely fast and use right now, right?
Yep.
You know, now if you're just sitting around all day like I do at my job and you're eating sugar all the time, that's when you get fat, right? Because it's just, it's not, you know, there's no exercise and no activity there. But so relatively high on the carbs, a lot higher on the carbs than we would normally eat, you know, especially if we have a sedentary type job where we're not physically, you know, we're not majorly, you know, NFL football players or whatever,
right?
We're not all out running sprints every day. So we're going to kind of flip-flop the amount of carbs that we take and then just, you know, fill in the rest with the proteins and the fats. That's a really general answer. The good news is a lot of the generic backpack foods, they kind of do that anyway, right? They know who they're marketing to and what the purpose of it is, and so, you know, that's how a lot of them are built, right? Look at a Peak Refuel, right? Like, they're pumping the carbs and they're pumping a lot of the calories in general, right? We're just looking for, you know, we're looking for high calorie, high carb type meals in general. So, the other thing that I was going to say is the weight, right? Obviously, when we're backpacking, we want to get the biggest bang for our buck. And so that comes in the form of how many calories per ounce of food that we're packing. And the really cliche baseline is at least 100 calories per ounce of food. Now, there might be a couple out there that we offer on the website that don't quite hit that. I'm trying to think. There's one specifically that doesn't quite hit the calories per ounce, but it's still a really good source of fuel. And I can't remember off the top of my head what it is. But in general, you're going to see this number pretty easily hit with most backpacking type food. Tuna fish, right? Like, there's not a lot of packets of that tuna fish that hit 100 calories per ounce of tuna fish.
Right.
But it's such a good protein that most guys will couple it with a cracker or a carb or something like that. And it's a tortilla or whatever, which we don't offer tortillas on the site. But most of the, like, the generic stuff, the bars and the, you know, the any of the freeze-dried deals or oatmeal and stuff like that, they're all going to hit 100 calories per ounce pretty easily. And in general, what I would say is if your entire day's worth of food is not tapping that 100 calories per ounce, like, you're packing the wrong stuff. Now,
right.
if one individual item doesn't tip that, then, you know, no worries. And listen, I'm a huge believer in, at some, like, there's some items you just pack to make you feel good, honestly.
Absolutely.
You can't get away with a ton of that in a backcountry hunt, but if it's, you know, whatever it is for you, if it's an oatmeal cream pie, and, you know, I'm sure that hits the calories per ounce, but, you know, if it didn't, if it was an oatmeal cream pie and that's what makes you happy every day, sometimes on those backcountry hunts, opening up your bag of food and getting an oatmeal cream pie is the only thing that gets you through the day.
Right.
And screw it, right? It's worth it, you know, even if it's 50 calories per ounce.
Yeah. But a little Butterfinger can change your entire outlook of the whole day.
Yeah. Yep. Bite size. Hell, we offer full size Snickers. And really, when you break down a Snickers is not the worst. You know, it's obviously going to be high in calories and high in carbs. Chocolates are pretty common for this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got some nuts for a little bit of protein and stuff like that in it. Like, it's really quite impressive what a Snickers can do for you. But those are two just really, you know, generic baseline type things to look for when you get into, you know, what you're going to take on a backpacking trip.
Yeah, and I mean, it's super important, you know, I mean, what you're going to eat and how much water you're going to drink. I mean, that's two things I think a lot of people don't think about or really look at. And I mean, you know, like for me, a lot of my hunts are 8, 10, 12 days. It's, you know, you could get away with kind of eating like crap and not drinking a lot for maybe a day or two, but you get into day three, day four, it's going to start to wear you down quick. You go 3-4 days of not eating and drinking the right way, by that day four, I mean, you're going to pretty much, that's going to be the end. You know, it's you'll never make it to day 8, 9, 10. Your body's just going to start to shut down on you. Cramps. You won't be sleeping at night. You know, I mean, it's just a snowball effect, and it ends up being just a giant disaster. So it's something that I think a lot of guys spend all this time on arrow setups and sights and sleep system and what tent we're going to bring and all this. But we forget, you know, if you don't have the fuel in your body to keep you moving, keep you glassing, keep you hunting, keep you hiking, et cetera. And for lack of better terms, like, what the hell are you really doing out there? Because realistically, you've got to be able to do all these things to find an opportunity, and it takes an opportunity to bend the limbs back and hopefully get something, you know, shot and killed and get to punch this tag, right? That's what we're all after. That's what we're all looking for. Well, if you're not doing the things to allow your body to be able to even get to the point to where you have that opportunity, you're basically like out there hiking around, you know, killing yourself mentally and physically for absolutely nothing. And you're only going to do that a few days, and then you're going to peter out.
Yeah.
and that's
gonna,
the end.
I was gonna say you won't even be hiking around, right? It'll be the right. difference between, oh man, there's an elk bugling, you know, way down in that canyon, and he's a mile and a half away or whatever. And on day one, you went after him, but on day six, and your calories are depleted, and you've lost 8 pounds. And
finding a reason not to go after him.
you'll make up every excuse in the book, right? Or you'll physically get sick where you just can't.
Yep.
You know, you can't go. Here's a good example, right? And just a lesson that I learned two years ago. After years and years of doing this, I got in high country Colorado, and after like 4 days or so, I had 7 days and like 4 or 5 days in. So I was getting pretty close to having to leave anyway. But I start all of a sudden, I just start puking up like all my water. And what I realized, I think, is I had not packed a single like electrolyte replacement type mix or drink. Period.
Oh.
All I was consuming was water, pure water.
Yep.
And I had plenty of it. And you think like, oh, you just drink, but it's not, right? There's four components to electrolytes, and even like the sodium that you would get from like a freeze dried mill is only one of those four pieces.
Right.
And you've got it, you know, and I'm an idiot, right? I knew this from my sports days, right, of playing college sports and stuff. Like, you've got to replenish those, and it's not just water.
Right.
And so I end up, you know, I can't hold anything down. I end up getting to where I'm getting a little nauseous and sick, and I'm puking everything up. And it's like, okay, like, that's it, man. Like, I pulled the plug, and I had to get out of there to get, you know, the right nutrients in my body. And so, anyway, there's, you know, I could go on and on about the mistakes I've made with food, but, yeah, it really is like almost an afterthought, you know, underrated, not talked about as much as it probably should.
Right. And then, you know, you want to save weight. Food's a good way to save weight. So then you like what I used to think was, okay, if I, you know, I'll just live off a Cliff Bar in a Mountain House every day. I'll just suck it up, and that's all I'll do. You know, 700 calories, 300 calories, okay, 1,000, 1,200 calories. I'll just make it work. I've fallen into that trap, and you get to about day 6 or 7, you don't even want to look at a Mountain House or a Cliff Bar. Your batteries are dead. You're just, you know, you're mentally and physically just drained. You don't even want to look at either one of those two, because that's all you've eaten now for the last 6, 7 days. You know, I've done that before. Sounds like a great idea because it's half the weight, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, oh, I can just push through it. It's all I need. I'll be fine. Yeah, no, it's a terrible idea.
that's a really good point. And what I was thinking as you were saying that is you can't tough guy a poor diet.
Like, nope.
You can tough guy almost every other aspect.
Yes.
You can tough guy.
Yep.
You know, not having a good backpack. You can tough guy having crap boots, right? Duct tape them up and run bare feet. I mean, you can tough guy having poor equipment, but it's almost impossible to tough guy a lack of nutrients or calories or food. Like, you just, it's not something you can just muscle through, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yep, I've tried to be the tough guy, the badass, hard ass, and in the end, I ended up just being the idiot. That's what it was. I was just an idiot. but now we have this alternative called backpack logistics. So see, now you don't have to be an idiot like Clint Casper, and you can listen to what Dustin's going to tell you about this his website, and it's going to fix a lot of problems. And then you don't have to, you know, drag yourself back to your truck from only having 1,000 calories a day for the last 6-7 days, and you've lost 12 pounds and look like an Ethiopian walking around. And even if you did kill a bull, you wouldn't even be able to pack out the daggone, the cape, the hide, the cape, and the antlers, let alone all the meat, because you've lost all your body fat. And yeah, so, you know, so yeah, listen to Dustin here, and backpack logistics are going to solve a lot of the problems that I had. And it took me from being a quote unquote a knucklehead and an idiot to finally realize, okay, I'm doing this wrong. I can't live off of a scoop of peanut butter, a Mountain House, and a Cliff Bar and some water. I've tried it. I've been there, and it's funny. The one year I just did the Cliff Bar, the Mountain House, I think I had one other little snack in there every day. Well, then the next year I thought, okay, I got this figured out. I'll add peanut butter to the mix, and that will for sure be the extra additive that I need. Yeah, and it was the same result, not nearly enough. I mean, realistically, I was taking in about 65% of the calories I should have, so I'm missing the other 35.
You're eating less than you eat when you're at home.
Oh, probably. Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So I did this. Yeah, I had this idiocracy moment 2 years in a row. Both years I went to Colorado solo. Both years, came back looking like I was in junior high again. Felt like crap. Looked like crap. So yeah, that was not the solution. But you now have a solution. So okay. Backpack logistics. Give us the breakdown, the rundown. What is it? What do you got? How's it work? And what problems is this? I mean, obviously, this is solving a food and a consumption issue that guys are having. But you know, when it comes to weight, when it comes to having it all kind of put together, you know, just to kind of run down some of the problems that this is solving, because this really truly is going to be a breakthrough for a lot of people. And like I said, I'm really jealous that this was not around 10, 12 years ago, because it really would have saved me a lot of hassle and headache, and I would have stayed a lot healthier in the mountains than I did. But that's okay. I've lived and learned, and I'm still here to talk about it. So that's all that matters.
That's right. Well, listen, again, first of all, I really hope that by now people realize, like, this had almost nothing to do with a business or making money. This just had everything to do with my experience.
Yep.
And a need, an itch that I needed scratched myself.
Yep.
And thought, man, like, if we can just roll this in and just kind of make a collective, like, you know, home, you know, an offering for people to just, you know, fix this problem for them, then great, right?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, a couple key things. So we basically inventory all of some of the most popular and highly used backpack food that mm-hmm. I can get my hands on.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And we're just launched, late, you know, a couple months ago. We've been working on this. And when I say this, it's the logistics of the website, right?
Right.
If you've ever had websites built, there's websites, and then there's like functional websites that have to, like, you know, have hundreds and hundreds of products, and they have
right.
to tally up numbers, right? And it has to throw certain things into the cart the right way and all that kind of stuff. So
right.
this was, you know, for two guys that were just bootstrapping this and didn't know anything about it, like, this was a pretty heavy lift for us.
Right.
What it offers again is just the convenience and the lack of friction to get all the same stuff that you would probably end up with in your pack after doing hours and hours of research, you know, from real guys, right? Not like me, but like guys you just had on, like Brian Barney and Aaron Snyder, right? You would message them and be like, well, what are you taking? And they'd be like, well, this
right.
bar, and we have it. And they'd be like, well, I also take, you know, this for the breakfast, and we have
right.
it. And hey, we, you know, we pack this for our two or three snacks, and we have it, you know, and we have 95% of some of those answers that you can get, right? And so the inventory is all in one place, because I've been there. It's like, well, I got to run to Walmart for this, and then Costco has this, and then I got to go to, you know, somewhere that's not even necessarily hunter-friendly, unfortunately,
right.
like, you know, Amazon or REI, you know, or whatever. And I don't know if REI is hunter friendly or not, but they're not hunters like we
right,
are. Right.
Right.
And so, you know, you're piecing all this together. And like we discussed earlier, you know, if you were lucky, you had it all there at the same time. And if not, you're running to, you know, the big bad Walmart to get all the last minute things, and you were stuck with what you got. So we're doing our best to inventory things that you're going to want and need and expect to use on these type of hunts anyway. The other really, like, the magic and the cool part of this website is it back to those, like, meal prep deals, right? I noticed that as you got onto those meal prep things, you could add certain things into your day, your week's worth of food or your meal, and it would tally up the crucial data for you. So we put the same feature into ours, just specific to backpack food. As you add, so we first of all, we've broken down an entire day's worth of food. And that's another critical part of this, is we're not just offering the dinners, or we're not just offering the snacks.
Whole
we're
day.
Doing, we've got, breakfast, lunch, dinner, up to four snacks, you know, and we can talk about why four. And then some of the extras, right, like coffee. Right, single serve instant coffees, and an energy source, right? A Mountain Ops Ignite or a Wilderness Athlete energy and focus, and then like a recovery of some kind, right? A hydrate and recover from Wilderness Athlete, or a BCAA from Mountain Ops, and you can go through and select all, you know, 6, 8, 9 or whatever items that is, and as you add each one of those, it puts it into a chart right next to your selections, and starts tallying up the key data, the weight, the total calories, and the calories per ounce.
Oh, that's really cool.
That you have in that day's worth of food. Yep. And so you, along with, if you're getting real technical into this and you know your body really well, like we said, you can view the macros, your protein, your carbs, your proteins, and your fats, right? And so there's no more like, oh, did I get, you know, I know that I've been on a backpack hunt and I need to hit, you know, 3,000 calories per day. You know, I'm sitting there scaling out trail mix at my house, again, like the Hunter Biden scenario, you know, and it's okay, you know, I've got a quarter of a pound of trail mix, and that's, you know, they're 200 calories per, you know, 16 out, you know, and you're doing all this math and you're trying to add it all up, and it's right. Like, oh, I think I've got it. We're just pulling the manufacturer and we're just putting it in there, and it's boom, it's done. You can see, like, hey, this day's worth of food is going to be 3,153 calories. You know, it hits 118 calories per ounce, and it weighs, you know, 2.1 pounds. Perfect. Like, that is ideal right there. If you're like me and you eat every single thing the same almost every day, you just, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of those and send them all to your cart and check out. If you're picky or you like variety, you can send one to your cart and you can start building another one and have a second day's worth of food that's completely different for variety of food. Like you were saying, you get sick of the mundane, like, you know, Cliff Bar every single day. Or another pro tip that we've noticed is all days of hunting in the backcountry are not equal, right?
Right.
There's, you know, you, especially if it's an area or a hunt that you've been on before, right? And I could tell you, like, I could break down that Nevada hunt that we used to go on, and I know that one day, hard day of hiking in, 11 miles, boom.
Yep.
And I'm gonna need a ton of calories to replenish the next day for that. And then there's obviously the hike out, but the hike out is usually, you know, you're not gonna eat a dinner that night. So one day of meals, I might build a heavy to replenish for my hike in, and then at the tail end, I might build a half day and leave the dinner off.
Right.
And I'll even package them up in the smallest sized bag that I can get your day of your meal kit to fit in. And so now you have this little, like, 1,500 calorie little pack of just, you know, two or three snacks, a breakfast, you know, and maybe a lunch item or something like that. So if, again, buyer beware, you've got to know what you're doing. You don't want to get yourself in a situation, but, you know, if it's like, hey, I know this unit, or let's say you're a trophy hunter, right? You're like, I know you, Clint, you kill some big stuff, right? You're not going to stalk. I bet you're not stalking deer every single day of a 7-day hunt, right?
Oh, man, I wish. I wish I was. Yeah. But no, right. And, no, usually, you know, I'm working for, it's funny, me and Brian talked about this on my episode with Brian Barney, and you know, I'm looking for one opportunity every 7 to 8 days. So if I hunt a 2-week deal, I may have two opportunities, or maybe one, or maybe none.
You're looking for that that upper, you know, 5% of deer, yeah, right? And yep. So let's say you're on a 7-day hunt. Let's even say you get two stalks. It's really good year. Oh, and there's lots of big bucks.
Yep.
You get two solid stalks. You're dropping 1,500 feet vert, and you're climbing up 1,000 on the other side. And those are just brutal days. What do you end up doing the other 3 out of 4 out of 7?
Oh yeah, you're hiking, you're glassing, you're moving camp. You're, you know, it's you're working.
Well, you either are or you aren't, right?
Yep.
Let's say that you've scouted in the summer and you've already found a buck and you know that he lives in this little basin.
Oh yeah, in that case, I'm turning him up. Yep. You're just glassing. Yeah, you're glassing and you're basically hanging out, waiting on him to make a move where you can see him. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you've got deer or elk there. Yep. Yeah, I never leave a buck to go find another buck. I never leave a good bull to go find another bull. So yeah, oh yeah, yeah. There's two roads there. I'm either on the move going to the next, or I'm camped out and I'm waiting on my opportunity for this guy here.
Right, and that's why it's an advanced move. But if you know, like, hey,
yep,
there's a really good chance that 3 out of the 7 days I'm going to be sitting on my butt, and I really don't need to ingest, you know, 4,000 calories on those days, you could build 3 of those meal kits a little bit lighter and
right,
choose, you know, less calories and less weight.
Yep.
And, you know, and now you can kind of see this like roller coaster, so to speak, of your selections over 6, 7, 8 days worth of food if you know what you're doing. And
right,
if you don't, then my advice is find, you know, pick a day's worth of food that's, you know, around that 3,000 calorie range for mm-hmm. these Western type hunts.
Yep.
You know, maybe go a couple hundred more if you're worried, and, you know, build them all the same, right? But we offer that where you can customize each of those days of food if you're a little bit more advanced and you've done this a while like you have. So that's basically it in a nutshell. These orders come in. I pull from the inventory. I mm-hmm. throw each day's worth of food, the entire day's worth of food, and if it's a full day, I'll throw it in a 1-gallon Ziploc vacuum sealed bag. So the top end has got a resealable zipper. We load it from the bottom end. I seal it off and I vacuum seal it so it's nice and tight and compact. And then the last thing I do is I print off a custom label that's got all the contents of that day's worth of food that's inside of it, so you can kind of see that. So, and that, excuse me, that all, you know, will ship out as we've got inventory in and we're pretty much, you know, 100% stocked. I mean, I had an order come in late last night, which was a Sunday. You know, don't tell my church bishop, but I boxed it all up and worked on Sunday and had it out this morning.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
You know, I can't say that's going to happen through the hunting season, and honestly, don't plan on it. If you can, you know, give me 2 weeks kind of a cushion or 3 weeks, then that's going to be better. But that's kind of what we offer. A couple other things to look at while you're on the site is if you're just a guy who wants to go a la carte, like you don't want, you know, whatever, you just want to buy your individual food from us and support us,
right?
You can go on and buy almost any item that we offer just a la carte and, you know, get one or get 20 of them or whatever. And those aren't going to come vacuum sealed. They're just you know, going to be just put in your box and shipped.
Yep.
And then the other thing that I'm trying to get you to build one out, and I'm going to make you do it here this week and we'll get it up there, is a like a pro pack, right? And what a pro pack is are these, you know, guys who have done this for a long, long time like you have, and they go on and spec out what they would take on a typical backcountry day of food. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's not, you got to be careful, right? Because you know, even within an expert, like Aaron Snyder is going to take more calories probably than someone, you know,
right,
who's hunting down in Arizona and, you know, it's not as rough a country or whatever, right? So
yeah,
you kind of have to look at it and say, hey, that actually lines up with kind of the food that I like.
Right.
But if you're not picky, if you don't know where to start, you know, if you're just completely new to this or whatever, I would look at some of those pro packs and say, hey, you know, and I've wanted to do this with those and add like their heights and their weights if
yeah,
we can get away with it.
Yep.
You know, so and just like Jordan Budd, for example, she's got one on there. You know, Jordan's a female. Like
yep,
I'm 6'4" and 230 pounds, and
yep,
she's not. Right?
Right.
And
right,
so it would probably, now I haven't looked at hers, it might be just fine, but like, you know, anyway, I'm just saying if you're, you know, 260 pounds and 7 foot, you might eat a little bit more food than Jordan Budd does. Probably, right,
right? Yeah, so, absolutely.
You just got to, you know, be smart about it. But those are some just really good kind of cheat code or starting points that you can start with if you're not 100% sure.
No, that's awesome. I think you did a great job, Dustin, as far as breaking that down, the foundation, just what guys need in the backcountry, guys and gals. And then, you know, as far as backpack logistics, I mean, it's taken so much guesswork and so much of the actual work out of this. You know, I mean, you're shipping it, it's ready to go, it's vacuum sealed, it's got a label, I can track how many calories, I can track fats, I can track all these things, and I know day to day what I'm getting. And I know calorie intake, you know, I can map out, okay, like you said, man, this hike in, you know, a few years ago, I killed a really good buck in Colorado, really deep. You know, it was a 12-mile hike just to get up in there where I was going to go. So, like, that day, I would probably want some extra stuff, knowing that I'm going to go 12 miles in. And then coming out with a load was a heck of a day. So, you know, obviously, I'm planning on, you know, man, I'm going to probably want some extra stuff for that. You know, so that's some cool kind of, I guess you could call them pro tips from you as far as just how to utilize that website to customize what you need from day to day, you know, and kind of what to think about. You know, maybe a couple of those days you're only going to be able to hunt half days. Then you got to go back to town and do work, or back to your truck, and maybe your truck camping, you know, 3 or 4 out of the 7, or, you know.
Yeah, and here's another one just real quick that we've seen that I honestly didn't think about when I built this, but I've got some buddies that do some pretty heavy horse hunting, right?
Yep.
Hunt off of horses. And horse guys pride themselves in, even if they're, you know, in the backcountry 20 miles deep, they pack in these elaborate dinners, right?
Oh,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Yep.
But they still, you know, they'll saddle their horses up and they might go ride, you know, looking for deer or whatever all day and be away from camp. And so they still have to have crap to throw in their saddlebags or whatever. And so what I realized is like, hey, you know, you guys still can enjoy the convenience of this,
yep,
and get on and build a day's worth of food minus the dinner,
right?
Because you guys are going to go back and
yep,
have your steaks that you pack in, you know,
yep,
on your skillets and your wall tents and all that kind
yep
of crap,
yep,
right? But like, when you're a horse guy and the, you know, you're in the morning and you're up at freaking 3:30 getting everything wrangled up,
right,
and you're putting saddles on, and like, the last thing is like, oh frick, like we got to throw in, you know, and you got back late the night before or whatever, and it's like, oh, we got to throw in our day's worth of food, and you
right
know, you end up with a granola bar if you're lucky.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so these, again, these will come like half as big as a gallon.
Right.
And it's just this little micro pack, so to speak, of just like, you know, 3 or 4 snacks,
yep,
a good hearty lunch, and maybe a breakfast, or maybe you leave the breakfast off because you're going to, you know, boil up some
right
oatmeal at the camp or whatever. So
yep,
anyway, you need to see how you could play with this based on your needs and have this little, you know, day's worth of food, whatever that looks like for you, and know exactly what's in there. It's all bundled up. There's no friction with this. You just order it, you know, set it and forget it sort of thing. It's going to show up, boom, you throw it in your backpack, and go hike.
Man, I'll tell you what, I'm super excited. As Dustin said, I'm definitely going to, I'm going to be testing this out, trying this out. I'll make sure, when I build mine and start using it, you know, I'll try to keep everybody updated on Instagram, especially on stories and stuff, and just kind of show you guys like what I'm taking, what I'm building, get you a screenshot. I'm sure I can do one right off of the website there at Backpack Logistics. I'm looking really forward to doing this because this is something where even after doing this for, you know, I call it a long time. To most guys that have been doing it, it's, I'm still, you know, it hasn't been a long time, but 10, 12 years, you know, seems like a long time to me. It's still a struggle, and it's still something I'm always trying to, like, you know, reinvent the wheel and figure out what's better, what's this, what's that. So this is really intriguing to me, especially, and even being a guy that's been doing it for a while, if I was a new guy, so the listeners that have never went out west and hunted, you guys are just kind of diving into this, or maybe you've done it a year or two, but you still really feel like you don't know what the hell you're taking for food. You're kind of lost on that part of the game. Give this a look, because this, what Dustin has done here is he's giving you basically all the tools you need, because what's on this website, it's all legit.
It's paint by number, right?
Yes.
It's connected.
Yep.
If you're new to this, you're going to love it, because you can't really get off page too far.
No.
Right?
Nope.
You get on there and you go, you click on the breakfast, and
yep,
it's going to drop down, and it's going to have, you know, two or three or four different brands.
Yep.
And you're going to select oatmeal, and then it's going to ask you to select, okay, which flavor of oatmeal do you like? And then if you just go through all of those and add, you know, three main courses and three or four snacks, like, you are going to be in a really, really, really good spot, you know, 90% of probably what you're ever going to need calorie-wise. You know, you might fluctuate your own little, you're like, hey, man, that was just a little too much food. But, like, we've really mapped it out where a newbie really can't get in too much trouble and end up in the back. It would be impossible to put, you know, all those, the breakfast, lunch, dinner, and four snacks in a cart and have a bag of food come out at 1,400 calories. It's not going to happen, right?
Right.
So it's really just, it's a safety net. It's paint by number. You just go in, if you don't know what you're doing, and just fill out, pick your flavors, and you're going to be in a really, really good spot.
It's going to keep you out of the old Clint Casper method for those 2 years in Colorado, where it was about 1,200 to 1,400 calories, and I, like I said, I come back looking like I was in seventh grade again. So this is
sorry to cut you off, but like the waste, right? The waste at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Well, again, coming full circle to how I would start my spring every year is like, oh my gosh,
just a mess.
I bought so much trail mix that I didn't use last year, and it's all spilled. And all this jerky, dude, this jerky nowadays is like $100 an ounce.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You can't afford to waste any of that. And so this, you might pay just a little tiny bit more than if you went and got your own economy deal and divvied it up. But guess what? You actually save money, because you will waste none. You're just getting as much as you need.
There it is. Not only is this idiot Clint proof, to where you won't kill yourself out there, but it's also going to be foolproof, as far as you're not going to be wasting money and wasting time. So, I mean, realistically, I don't know where you can go wrong here. Well, Dustin, I am really, really excited. I'm really pumped to give this a go. Backpack Logistics, man, I can't thank you enough for having you come on and just breaking this stuff down. I know there's a lot of people out there that are probably like, oh man, it's just backcountry food. Come on, it can't be that hard. Yet, go do a 10-day hunt and don't pack what you need, and then tell me what it was like, and tell me how the, I'm just going to tough guy my way through it. Let me know how that works out. I honestly hope it works out better for you than it did me those 2 years, because I damn near starved myself to death. So, you know, but if you don't want to be that guy,
you're up there trying to shoot a grouse.
I've been there.
If I don't get this grouse tonight, I'm gonna hike out.
I'm like, look at this little Colorado groundhog over here. This guy here looks pretty tasty. Let's see. He's at 62 yards. I think I can make that work. Okay, your life's depending on this. Make it happen.
Remy Warren was, do not take advice from him, because he's the expert of all experts. But he has this principle, I think he talks about in one of his shows, where he's like, hey, I hunt better when I'm hungry, so I'll purposely starve myself, right?
Oh, man.
I mean, he's the one guy that could get away with that. All the rest of us end up hiking out. Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me on. We have so much food stocked up on my shelves at home. So you know, I've turned my whole front room, living room into a business.
That's
it looks
awesome.
Like a Costco, so please order food from us.
No, that's awesome. Dustin, where can everybody find you? Give us social. Obviously, Finding Backcountry Podcast. If you guys aren't listening to that, you need to be listening to it for all things backcountry, gun hunting, bow hunting, elk, mule deer, antelope. I mean, just you name it, it's on there. Dustin does a great job on that. I've had the pleasure of being on it a couple times, and I've really enjoyed having episodes on there with you. But where else? Instagram, you know, give us a breakdown. Where can people find you? Websites, Instagram, Facebook, all that. Just give us a quick rundown, Dustin.
Yeah, man, thank you. Website is just like we've been saying, backpacklogistics.com.
Perfect.
You'll see right on there that custom meals is where you want to be.
Yep.
Instagram is the same, at Backpack Logistics. By all means, if you get on there, and this is the fun part about this, is I can literally, you know, within reason, I can add stuff as we go and as
right.
people want it. And
right.
we can just kind of build what people want. So, you know, if you're an email type person, Dustin@BackpackLogistics.com. Yeah, the Finding Backcountry Podcast is where I kind of run cycle all my
yep.
just podcasts in general through. So yeah, and then, you know, team Backcountry is kind of our mothership that
yep.
we all started.
Great page. So. Great page. I really enjoy what you guys have done with that for sure. There's a lot of good photos, a lot of good stories, a lot of good stuff on there. So well, yeah, Dustin, can't thank you enough. I'm going to have to jump off here and start
yeah.
building me some food kits because, let's see, I got a Colorado High Country Mule Deer tag. I got a Colorado Elk tag. I got a Utah Mule Deer tag. I got a Utah Elk tag. And I've got a probably going to grab an OTC Colorado Antelope tag. So I've got 5 hunts. I can't just live off of Buffalo Wild Wings and Pizza Hut and beer. So I'm going to have to, I need to start building some kits and building some stuff here because it's kind of funny. We talked about this. I've got my pack ready to go. I've got clothing set out. I got my bow dialed. But guess what I do not have figured out at this very
yeah.
moment in time? Food. And I'm not just going to run Mountain House and granola bars or Cliff bars. So I got work to do, my man.
Yeah, I love it. Anybody who's listened this long, I figure I'll throw them a bone. I think if they'll order by the end of the month, I think we have a code. It's actually a code that we, well, you know what? I'm gonna create a new one just for your guys.
I appreciate
so
that, man.
Yeah, let's give them an incentive. Are you gonna pop this before the end of July?
Yeah, this will be going so. Within the next week or two, this will be out for everybody. So those of you listening,
okay,
and this is going to be a week or two later.
Yeah, so let's call it like mid-August, August 15th at the latest.
Okay.
We'll roll a code for, because it, you know, it obviously helps us if we can get orders in sooner rather than later. We can plan for the inventory and
right.
really just get them out the door so you can have them sitting there and forget about it. So
absolutely,
you know, we'll incentivize guys with a 20% off, and we'll use
oh perfect.
Let's do a code. How about WCB? Is that right?
Perfect.
Working class bow hunter 20.
Yep. Perfect. WCB 20.
WCB 20. I'll have my brother throw it up so it's live by the time this hits. WCB 20, and you know, basically as long as you add, you know, 1 bag of days of food, it should apply.
Hey, there it is. Dustin's throwing you guys all a bone. See, I'll tell you what, anybody that said that, yeah, I don't know about that Dustin guy. See, now you've got your mind changed. He's an all right guy no matter what his brother says about him.
Yeah.
Well, Dustin, hey, I can't thank you enough. Man, oh man, that code, that's awesome. I really appreciate that. I know listeners are going to appreciate that. So there it is, guys. I don't know what more we could possibly do for you. We've broke this down. Now you've got WCB20 as a code. Backpack Logistics, go get your meals built. And like I said, don't go with the Clint Casper method from 7 or 8 years ago. Now you've got the code. There's just no reason to not be prepared now.
Yeah. Well, in all reality, man, thanks for having me on. And just, I honestly just hope it brings guys value so they can just worry about, you know, the actual hunt and killing stuff. Because I'm one of you guys. I just like to get up there and get away from all the crap in the world and just go hunting. So.
Absolutely, my man. Can't thank you enough. Looking forward to having you on again soon.
Love it. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Dustin.
CNC Hunt Files.